You are listening to NPR Illinois and Morning Edition. I'm Michelle Eccles. In the 2017-18 school year, Illinois sent close to 350 students to boarding schools in other states. The cost added up to more than $10 million for tuition and close to $20 million for housing. But it's not always possible for school officials to know what that money buys or for parents to know what's happening to children in those facilities. This week, our education reporter Dusty Rhodes takes a look in a series that we're calling Far From Home.
Many of these schools have names that evoke some combination of academics, nature, and transcendence. In 2018, Illinois had about 30 students at HeartSpring in Kansas, another 30 at Belfair Monarch in Ohio, and more than 80 out in Utah, scattered among facilities with names like Alpine Academy, Provo Canyon School, and Discovery Ranch, where equine therapy is one of the selling points.
I mean, we never rode the horses. We would just lead them by their reins.
You never got to ride a horse?
No. They made us try to direct horses without touching them, like try to direct them around courses using good communication. I guess that was what they were trying to teach. I don't know how you necessarily learn communication from talking to a horse, but...
Ted, who's now 22, asked me not to use his last name because he went to Discovery Academy to work off a drug charge for an Indiana state court. But Aaron Woolridge, who used to work at the same school, says Ted's horse story reflects the experiential therapy offered there.
They gave them a horse before they trained them at all and just said, here, like, try to bring the horse over here, control the horse in some way. And so the kid who didn't know how to do it would be chasing the horse all around, like frustrated because the horse wouldn't do what he wanted them to do. Then part of the experiential therapy on that is to be like, okay, now how do you think your parents felt with you? In a way to promote empathy with the parents, but also, you know, it's certainly a form of shaming.
As for the academics, she says they didn't exactly prepare students for college.
All they had to do was go through their packet and then take a test. And if they got 80%, then they were able to move on to the next packet. But there wasn't any real, you know, learning. There weren't lectures. There weren't teachers really working with them other than just staff members helping them go through their packets.
Illinois State Board of Education has a handful of students enrolled at Discovery, but academics aren't the focus of out-of-state placements. Here's Jennifer Smith, partner at Franzek PC, a law firm that represents hundreds of school districts across Illinois.
Having comparable curriculum is usually not the goal because the point of the residential placement is to prioritize some other greater need of the student. So, for example, an emotional need or behavioral need.
Those needs can be hard to quantify. Woolridge, who worked at three Utah facilities, says kids came from all over the country with behavior issues ranging from mild to extreme.
Some of them were failing classes. Some of them were caught with marijuana. Some of them had been getting in fights with people. Some of them were violent towards their family members. Some of them were sexually promiscuous and the parents didn't agree with it.
But all of them had parents who genuinely believed such a placement was critically necessary. One mom in suburban Chicago who goes by the pen name Sarah Malloy compares the decision to Sophie's Choice. Her son was diagnosed with both autism and mental illness. When his behavior endangered his younger siblings, she reluctantly placed him in a residential facility in Wisconsin.
So I spoke with them over the phone first. And then we visited. And then, honestly, Dusty, you are so desperate for relief for your child and for yourself. As long as, you know, there aren't serial killers running on the grounds, it's going to be okay. Because you just need them not living in your house.
That desperate decision has a financial price. Out-of-state placements are funded by a combination of federal, state, and local taxes. We'll explain how that works tomorrow. I'm Dusty Rhodes.